One is just love of Allah, and one is a very strong love, passion, from deep down in the crevices of the heart for Allah Ta'ala. And the opposite is so terrible. One is a person commits gunas, or he likes to make guna, but one is deadly in love of making guna. He's bent on making guna. How terrible isn't that? So, and then majaz. Students of alim course students, now they discuss the subject matter come of haqiqat and majaz. That what is haqiqat? A reality. And majaz is the opposite. It is a fake thing. It is a mirage. It is a thing which is not actually. They had a discussion that what is meant by majaz is not the actual meaning. It's something else. But majaz also is what is same like superstition. Superstition is no reality. It is just an imaginary thing. Like this ishq majaz also is just a imaginary thing. It hasn't got reality. Reality is the true love, love of Allah, love of Jannat, love of Akhirat, love of the man of Allah. That is true love. And that is so true that it helps everywhere in this world also. It will help at the time of mort, and its help, its assistance just grows stronger in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and then forever in Jannah. So that is what is haqiqat. And majaz is the opposite. That yeah, it is just an imaginary thing. And then that imaginary thing, it goes away in this dunya. It can't support you. It can't help you. When you want that help, it is gone away. And in this majaz, there are two other, one other spiritual illness also, of the list of spiritual illnesses, the root causes. One is this year, that is, this lust that a person has. And he feels that I just have to commit this guna. No matter what, a person goes on a wild errand just to find somebody he can commit this guna with. Or his anger, that my anger also, I can't control my anger. My great weakness is my anger. When I become angry, I become a madman. I become a bull in a china shop. I can't control myself. Both these things are absolutely just like superstition, just an imaginary thing. It is all just majaz. And the explanation of that, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave, a person, for example, is very angry with his wife. And he says, today I'll make mincemeat out of you. I'll make kachumar out of you. Nothing will be left of you. And he's angry. And he says, I'll kill you today. Just then, there's a knock on the door. When he peeps from the peephole, he sees it's his two brothers-in-law. And both of them he knows, and they in the army. And they wear their uniform, army uniform. And they've got their guns also with them. Now, suddenly, where does that anger of his vanish now? Now, he makes up with his wife immediately. And he says, you know, everyone gets angry. Sometimes shaitan just overtakes us and all that. Now he's pleading with her. Just now he was going to kill her. And he was saying that, hold my hands, otherwise I'll kill her now. And now he's pleading with her. So where did he just, if that isn't superstition, an imaginary thing, if that isn't majaz, then what is it? Similarly, a person wants to commit a guna related with lust, masturbation, adultery, anything like that. And he has made all his plans, but suddenly somebody comes there. And if it is somebody he has respect and honor for, or somebody that is close and dear, even just a small child comes there now. Now he doesn't commit his guna. Now he desists from committing his guna. Now where is all that lust gone? Just now I was saying, I can't help it. I'm helpless. I have to commit this guna. When this thought and this desire comes, I can't help it. And like that, every other guna also, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, all this guna is like a person who wants to make that guna. I have to do it. He wants to commit that guna. What is it? Like drinking sea water, salty water. So salty water will not quench your thirst. It's going to increase your thirst. It won't quench your thirst. And now we want to commit that guna, we are drinking salty water. The way to do it is to drink sweet water. And sweet water will quench your thirst. Go to the zikr of Allah. Go towards deen. Go towards Allah Ta'ala at that time. But we want to go towards the guna. So that was just, you can drink all the water of the sea, but it won't quench your thirst. So this is all just an imagine. If a person realizes this, very easy for him to stay away from guna. And these things will never overtake him. Just a little bit of a thought and he will realize that how he is being fooled. And we all know if somebody fools us in a business deal, in anything else, and they made a fool out of us, how we hate that person. How we'll keep our distance from that person. And thus, our own nafs is making a fool out of us. So if we realize it, we'll keep our distance from our nafs. Shaitan is making a fool and laughing at us when we commit these gunas. So if we realize that they are our enemies, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your enemy and Shaitanu عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He's your open enemy. And Allah's clear-cut command, so take him as your enemy. How can you take him as your friend? We listen to Shaitan. We obey Shaitan. Just like people who are in the wrong, we can't associate with them. We have to shun them. Shaitan who's in the wrong, we can't befriend him. We can't be on good terms with him. We can't socialize with him. We must shun him completely. And to shun Shaitan and to shun our nafs. To shun, not the Urdu shun, but S-H-U-N, we shun him completely. That is actual wisdom and that is actual nobility and that is actual honor when we will shun our enemies, whoever they are. We don't associate and befriend our enemies. A person, and that we all can understand when we examples are given, a person wants to befriend a snake. And we say this person, he's very accommodating. Everyone he makes friends with. And he makes unity with everyone. Even with a snake, he allows the snake to come not only in the house, but in his bed also, sleeps with the snake. Your enemy, how can you sleep with your enemy? And we associate with our enemies when it comes to the, or a drug lord. A person, and we say that, no, he lives in our neighborhood, and we must be good. We are commanded that we must be good with our neighbors, and we befriend him, and we deal with him in a good way. Who's your enemy? Take him as your enemy. There's a clear-cut command of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says he's your enemy, and he's your open enemy. So this beautiful advice of Hazrat, Mashura sun le mujhse mere ham nashin. And just say our Ahlullah, what amount of tawadu they have got, humility, kindness, affection. Hazrat says that listen to my advice which I'm giving, mere ham nashi, the person who is with me, who is my friend, who is associated with me. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should never call any of his murid that this is my murid. Shriye mera dost hai, this is my friend. When saying murid, it's a sort of, you are a big person and you got a murid, he's following you. You are high, he's low. He follows you. You are the murad, he's your murid. But when you say ye mera dost hai, like on a personal level you are, like friends you are, like that Hazrat says, mere ham nashin, the person who is my friend, who is my who associates with me, who is around with me, I'm giving you advice. So not like a person from a high pedestal giving somebody advice who is lower down, but like how friends will give one another advice. Dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi. Don't attach your heart at all to these beauties. And that is the end result. When you attach your heart to them. And the beginning is when you cast your gazes upon them. It starts from there. And then, as Hazrat explains in many other places, after that, the hearts get attached then. And after that, the worst, which Hazrat says, that Shaitan is working all the time. He shows you a very good sample. Like if you have a rep in your shop, or anyone else, and they show you the sample of something, and very good sample they show. But when they deliver the goods, they deliver rotten goods. Bad things, completely opposite. How angry a person becomes. He swindled me, my money is gone, he robbed me, he made a fool out of me. What he thinks of me? What he thinks, who am I? He made a fool out of me. Like that, Shaitan shows you the rosy face. And after that, attaches your heart. And then the worst, the most dirtiest place, he gets you involved in that guna, which is of the dirtiest. So he showed you the beautiful face, and where finally he got you involved? In the underworld, in the place of dirt and filth, where urine comes, where stool comes, where the monthly menses of the woman come. He got you involved in that. What sample he gave and what goods he delivered. And that is where they are. And after that, if you don't feel sorrow, that when you got involved in the lowest of the lowest, the worst guna, how sad don't you feel when you realize the reality? Hey, Falak, noha kha, tang hai ye zameen. The skies are mourning. That what has happened here? When somebody dies, then the skies also are mourning. Like, for example, this great sahabi, Hazrat Sa'id ibn, forgetting his name anyway, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had sent some money for him, he was the governor, and when Hazrat Umar asked the people of that place, Hims, that give me a list of all the poor people in your area, the name of the Amirul Mu'mineen was also there. So Hazrat Umar asked, surprisingly, Amirul Mu'mineen is a poor person. They said, yes, many times, days and days go, weeks and months, and the fire is not lit in the house, there is nothing to cook. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent 1,000 gold coins for him. When it came, loudly shouted, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji. His wife came running, what happened? Amirul Mu'mineen passed away. No, worse than that also. What can be worse? Some Muslim army went in jihad and they lost, they were defeated. Worse than that. What happened? This money has come to rob me of my akhirat, to distract me from my akhirat. Those are the people who have got reality. Today, if we get just a little bit, oh, Allah's great. Now, even if it comes through haram forms, Allah's ni'mat, Allah's favors upon us. Allah likes me. They were the complete opposite. So all the things of dunya, when it comes, then the skies are also mourning. What has happened here? Worse than Amirul Mu'mineen has passed away. Worse than the Muslim army was defeated. This is skies are tang hai ye zameen. And the earth also has become narrow, straight and tight. Like wadaqat alayhimul ard bima rahubat. That the world became straightened on them. You don't know where to go. The world is spacious. How big is the world? But when you are in that depression, when your problems are now on your head, in your heart, You don't know where to go. You go here in your house, you're not at ease. You go out of your house, you're not at ease. Wherever you go, you're not finding peace now. You just can't find peace. The skies are also now against you. The earth is also against you. Where are you going now? This is all the gunas that you format. You hasi karte hai dil ko andogi. And this is how these beauties, they have made you blind. And now you suffer the consequences like that. At night you can't sleep. In the day you can't, you're not right. You are just gone like a mad person. Worse than a zombie you have become. But when you get involved in this. And this is not some imaginary thing, but the world is filled with it right till now. Our meaning? Physical illnesses associated with this. All this AIDS, HIV, and what the terrible condition of the people is of AIDS and HIV. And then psychological, mental problems. The mad hospitals are full with this. Eh? That all just because of this illicit love affairs. Intelligent people. The woman is called that she's Adi Akalke. She's a half brain, but she makes the brains of the people of full brains make that fly away. And then people of full brains also lose their brains because of the half-brained woman. So all this year, you land yourself in that problems. Then you become a mental case. You become mentally disarranged all this year. And all that gunas that are involved in there. How many people in religious matters, how many people are using women to blackmail good people, pious, religious people. And every man, when he is weakness and he falls prey to that woman, after that he doesn't know where to show his face to his wife, to his children, to his daughters, what have I done? And when they expose you, then you, all this suicide, what is the cause of it? All these things here, many of these things here, now you don't know what to do, you go and commit suicide now. So this, it looks like a small guna, just looking at that woman, admiring her. But the end of it, it leads to suicide. And still really, that is also nothing compared to Jahannam in the Akhirah. To compare to that people who cast the gazes on other women, melting lid will be poured into their eyes. What will be the condition of that person? Now you just thought it isn't a reality. You thinking you are enjoying, looking at that filthy, dirty woman of the road, and how sad. From home, she told me that sometimes the people who even translate the poems, or we say the beautiful woman of the road, where are they beautiful? How can you call them beautiful? Are we still? That means it's in our heart they are beautiful. They're not beautiful at all. It comes clearly in the hadith that when a woman goes out, shaitan makes her look beautiful. He puts around her an aura that now people think she's beautiful. She's not beautiful. Beautiful, really, if you know reality, is your wife. Your Layla, this te maula te mili hai. Your Layla, your wife, your dear wife, which you got by Allah's decree. Allah gave her to you. And you appreciate what Allah has given to me. That is most beautiful. If somebody sends us, who you really have respect, honor for, and sends a small present to you. Hazrat sends us. What a great thing. How happy you become. Somebody else can give you in value, monetary value, much more than that. It hasn't got that value. This is what Allah gave you. That is the most valuable. If a person understands the great ibadat of nikah, how he will carry his wife in a tray, and how he will admire her. And when we take our eyes off other women, then Allah opens the beauty of our wives on us. As long as we are looking at other women, Allah puts veils over the beauty of our wives. Then we can't see their beauty, because we messed up our eyes looking at filth of the road. Then you can't see the beauty of your wife. When you stop looking at the other woman, then Allah removes that veil and you see the beauty of your wife. And a person who is happy with his wife, what enjoyment that person has got. And now Allah keeps him pure and clean. He doesn't look at other women. Other women can't impress him. They can't attract him at all. Because Allah gave him not a jewel, not a diamond, not a pearl. Allah gave him his whore of Jannat in this world already. How happy he is. So just by guarding our gazes, what great namat Allah has kept. And then that person with his wife is always happy. And he is on good terms with her. Otherwise, when we look at other women, and then our wife doesn't look nice. Now why doesn't she look like that? Why doesn't she dress like that woman? Why doesn't she behave? That woman, how they make jokes and how they talk and that. My wife is like a dead duck. She got like no feeling. She don't know what's happening in this world. Nothing. Then what fights with your wife? Now you start hating her also. Fighting all the time. Compare that house where there are fights all the time to that house where there is a joy, enjoyment. One another, they enjoying one another. Their honeymoon is no 1 week honeymoon. Their honeymoon is not only till maut, even in akhirat. Their honeymoon carries on all the time. Even in Jannah, their honeymoon carries on. It is all and all this. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, said, Allah's great ihsan, favor upon us. He cut out all this evil of this line by saying, La tamuddanna aynayk, qul lil mu'mineen, yaghuddu min absarim. Allah cut it out from the root, that you don't get involved in all these things. There was a long story. If you just guard your gazes, Allah cut you off from all that. And He opened the doors of Jannat for you in this dunya already. And now you're enjoying with your whore of Jannat in this dunya already, you're enjoying. Gul ruho ko samajhta hai jo gulista. Those people who look at these faces like rosy faces. And what with all what they used to make up the faces? Makeup, all their makeup and all that. And today, fortunately it is, but we have become even more unfortunate that today, what kind of makeup they use, it's actually really to that our hearts must go off them. For the complexion of a woman, and then on the eyes, what they use? Mascara. And what colors also? There's no, it doesn't even like appeal to a person. It makes you look away more. Even many of our women who are in hijab, they wear their niqab and a different color. And they wear something over that again a different color. And those colors don't match also. It's more actually they have done, Allah made it and shaitan made it that you get, even if you want to look, there is nothing to look. What are you looking at? The way they make themselves all, with all this, and with all the cosmetics and that, and then the perspiration that comes. The skin of a person, it needs fresh air to breathe. The skin also breathes in. And with all that cosmetics, we close the pores. And now that sweat which is coming, it makes that face look ugly now. As though they might think they look beautiful. But all this is, and yet, for a person who sees that open ugliness as beauty, how ugly must be his eyes. That he couldn't see ugly as ugly also. And he looks at it and he's still praising it. And he's still talking of it as something very beautiful. And the beauty always Allah has kept in simplicity. When a person is simple, then there is beauty in it. And those women, from experience you can see, if you have the good fortune, who'd never used cosmetics in their life, who were just plain, what even in old age, there are those women who are grandmothers, and somebody sees them, and they think, I can propose for this girl for my son. And she's a grandmother already, but she's looking like a young girl, appealing. That thing, I think I must find out more about this girl. For my son, I can propose here. What beauty Allah gives, even when you're a grandmother. So this is all the natural way. And what will be that beauty in Jannah then? If in this dunya Allah gave that beauty, what will it be? And this ugliness which Allah gave us beauty, we made it ugly. And with that ugliness what we made, and if we carry on like that, what will be the ugliness in the qabr and in the akhirah? And my one auntie, she was told me one time, we were still small that time, that a woman, she in her bedroom, she had a dressing table in front of the bed. And then she should cover it, the sheet, with the mirrors. So I asked her, oh, auntie, why you do this? She says, I woke up one night and my hair was disheveled. And when I saw myself, I screamed that witch has come here. That there's a witch here in the house. So that is the condition. We make ourselves look like witches. And then we thinking we're still beautiful. And all this. And then again, this cosmetics, there's no end to evil. The cruelty to animals, which even non-Muslim people are campaigning that this, they must stop this cruelty to animals in which they extract and make these cosmetics from. It is all just a big farce. So the skies are mourning upon this. The earth has become straitened and narrowed because of all this evil. Now those people, those stupid people who think them as gulista, as gardens. This filth and dirt, and you thinking is beauty. What has happened to your eyes? How the filth and dirt, and you looking at it as beauty. And what is beautiful, your wife, she doesn't appeal to you. She's ugly. She's nothing. What has happened to you? Your iman is gone dead or what? Or is iman even left in you or not? Ye khiza hai, khiza hai. Khiza hai, ye khiza hai, khiza. This is no beauty, it is autumn. When the leaves have fallen off the tree, when you feel that dryness in the atmosphere, the gardens are dead, the orchards are dead, there is nothing in there. This is what it is. And this is actually, Allah is showing it now, how the woman choose the colors of the various things they dress, etc. And also the mascara and all the different colors they use over the eyelashes and on the cheeks, etc. The blush they put, and they make themselves look more ugly. Is bayaba kutu mat samaj gulista. This jungle, and not only a jungle, but jungle in autumn when it's dead, no life in it. And you thinking it is a garden. So, oh my friend, don't think this garden, this jungle, and a dry jungle of autumn, don't take it as a beautiful garden. What has happened to your eyes? One is a person is squint. One is a person has got many other eye defects a person has. But this opposite you are looking. You are not looking at something upside down. You completely way out your eyes have become. That what was the most beautiful, your wife which Allah gave you, you look at her as a hag, as an old lady, as a nag, and you don't have time. And the filth of the street, that you have great regard for. And you die for the filth of the street. What has happened to you? Not to your eyes only, your brains. Your heart has gone corrupt. Your heart is not guiding you. What has happened to you? Varna pachtaiga, e mere meherba. Otherwise, you are going to be very sorry. And Hazrat says again, e mere meherba. Meherba is the person who has shown favors to you, who is kind to you, that you have asked me for a solution. You have shown kindness to me. And I'm giving you, so, oh, you, my kind friend, my dear Dil Nashi, my close dear friend, that you will be ever so sorry. Don't go into what the advice Hazrat has given to this person who asked. And this is for all of us. Just the temptations are there, and they remain till the time of mort. And if a person doesn't look, he then is looking on the cell phone. And if he doesn't look on the cell phone, more than that, he's looking at it with his mind. And all the time his mind is fantasizing now. And how stupid. You should be thinking of Allah. You should be in the company of Allah. Now you're fantasizing and you're thinking of this filthy and dirty woman now. And your heart now, you are affecting, it's affecting your heart. And these things have overtaken you. And your heart has become dirty and filthy. Khaak par khaak, apni jawani na kar. Don't, your body is made of sand. And the height of its kamal, of its perfection, is in the youth. And the youth is the time shaitan makes you more, that you think of all this filth and dirt and evil. So don't use your sand for sand. Use this dunya is nothing. That la ta'adilu janaha ba'udha is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. And a mosquito has got how many wings? 6 wings. Three wings. Out of 6 wings, this whole world is not equal to 1 wing. Not a wing is not equal to, it's nothing of 1 wing of 6 wings. So what is this world? So don't destroy your youth which Allah has given you. Youth must be used like Usama. Usama ibn Zaid, young person of 17 years. Muhammad, son of Muhammad Qasim, radiyallahu anhu, rahimahumullah. Young man of 17 years, how he conquered Sindh, Pakistan, and how he relieved the women that were so much zulm was being made on them. That is how the youth must be used, and thousands of other young people, the two young boys who killed Abu Jahl, all this, that is where, not you going to destroy your youth on this filth and dirt, and we being influenced by the Western world, now even worse than that, all this lesbianism, all homosexuality, all this LGBT, and we also, and we feel it's normal, and we ask that Islam permit it, it's haram in Islam. There is no question, forget Islam, that is afterwards, for human values, you're a human being. Even animals don't do this. Animal male doesn't go after animal male. Animals also don't do this. What they have made us worse than animals. Animals complain to Allah that when Allah said that, ulaika kal an'am, the animals complain, ya Allah, we're not as bad as these people. How are you comparing us to them? The animals also couldn't conceive it and couldn't accept it. So what is our condition? And yet we're thinking we're smart when we follow the West. A smart person is a leader, and leader to righteousness. Not to wrong, that you lead people to wrong and evil. You lead them to righteousness. And we're following the people of evil, and we're thinking we're clever. And we're looking down on the people who are calling to Allah, to His Rasul, and living the correct life. We are finding fault with those people. How topsy-turvy and upside down the world has become. Khaak par khaak apni jawani na kar, raiga is tarah zindagani na kar. Don't destroy this life of yours. This life, dunya's life, which is not even the worth of a mosquito. But if you use it right, this worldly life is extremely valuable. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. If you use it, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. If you use it wrong, it is only mata'. And that is what a dirty rag that you use just to clean up. And it is mata'un qaleel, just for a little while. And it's mata'ul ghurur, a deception. Complete deception it is. But if you use it for the right, it is mazra'atul akhirah. It is your farm and tillage for the akhirah. And on your farm you can plant, you plant a millikob. One seed you planted, and it will give you how many millikobs. And in each millikob, 100 seeds. From one seed, you got so many more seeds. If you use it in the right way. And all this is, man kana yuridu harsal akhirah. the first thing which is necessary, which perhaps none of us who we think also we worried about our Islah and not we worried about Islah, we are sitting and making other people's Islah, but we haven't still made irada of Akhirat. We're making namazes, we are having majlis also, we are going in jamaat also, everything we're doing, but we haven't still made intention of Akhirat. Who of us has seriously made my niyat of life is Akhirat. That Akhirat, amal of Akhirat we are doing by the way. But your niyat, your object of life is Akhirat. Any matter comes, you don't judge it according to dunya standards. Akhirat is my object. What will be if I do this, if I don't do this, I do it this way, that way, what will be the result in Akhirat? Man kana yuridu harsal Akhirah. Just on that irada, Allah has promised, nazid lahu fi harsi. We will increase him in his whole farm and his plot and his farm of Akhirat, we will increase that person. Man kana yuridu harsa al-akhirah, nazid lahu fi harsi. Wa man kana yuridu harsa al-dunya, nu'tihi minha. And whose niyat is dunya. Today, I want a nice house. As pious people also, my life must go good, my body's health must be good, my house must be good, my car must be good. We made niyat of dunya, and for that we are working day in and day out. For dunya we are. Allah says, for those people, nu'tihi minha, min tab'idiyya, we will give them part of it. Because they want dunya, we will give them part of dunya. How much Allah, somebody Allah will give more, somebody Allah will give less. And in وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. No share for them in the Akhirah. Whose irada is dunya. And ask ourselves, we are not conscious of our own thinking, but let us get into ourselves and ask, what intention of life have I made? Have I made any intention? Have I made my intention Akhirah, Jannah, how to cross pull Sirat, how to be successful in the Qabr? Do I even ever think of these things? Do I ever even make dua for this? I make dua for good health. I make dua for my children's investments, that my children must be looked after. Whereas the children, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should be making his tahajjud namaz, duas, etc., and he sees his child, or the thought of his child, then he increases his dua. And he says, I'm doing it for your bright future. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their parents were pious people. Because of the parents' piety, Allah looks after the children. So if we want the bright future of our children, they must be protected, they must be secured financially in every other way. They must have good health, they must stay happy with their spouses in their life. We must become pious. And that will make them, but that, who does it, that thought come to? That thought doesn't come to us at all. What a thought comes to us? To destroy them, send them for university education. From the before school also, preschool, Montessori, I want the best education for my child. And we put them in the worst education, where they don't believe in Allah, where they don't have, Akhirat thought doesn't come, lean thought, and we say, I want to give them, and we give them the worst. So Allah Ta'ala, we have to come right. And this is why these majalis are, so that all of us, we can start thinking at least right. Becoming right, Allah, give us the topic. But at least we start thinking in these lines. And we stop thinking that we are pious. And we are righteous and we have to put the world right. We can't put ourselves right, we want to put the world right. In Haseena se, kisko mila chain hai. Of these beauties, who found peace? No beauty, there is no chain. No chain, just a person who went to the maid hospital to go and see the minister of health, went and see in a maid hospital. The first ward he went to, there was a person who was mad. What's wrong with this person? And all the time he's shouting, calling on, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. What happened to this person all the time? He wanted to marry a woman by the name of Shabnam. And for whatever reason, he couldn't marry her. Now he went dead in there. And this actually we have seen also. When we were studying in Mia's farm, then there was one Qari Sahib, very beautiful Quran Sharif reading. He never got married because he wanted to marry a woman. It didn't work out. And then he also became a mental case, unfortunately. So this woman makes you a mental case also. So this person also, Shabnam, Shabnam, went to the next ward, and that person shouted, ah, ah, shouting, screaming. What happened to this person? He's the one who married Shabnam. So who didn't marry also went mad, and who he married, who married Shabnam, he also went mad. So this is what this dunya is, that we just want all the time this dunya, and this dunya, go and Allahu Akbar. When we get married also, properly, Islamically, no honeymoon and all that, going to the resorts of the kuffar, where all homosexuality takes place, lesbianism, drinking, liquor, drugs, all the worst evils, and there we want to consummate our marriage. And we want to start building our marriage in such a place. We're building it not on mud. We're building it on feces. How can that building ever? So what happens to that wedding? When you come back, what will happen? And if you go, when you start in a nice, in your own home, where Quran was read all the time, where namazes were made, where the commands of Allah are fulfilled, and as a husband you make 2 rakats namaz with your wife and she stands behind you, she realizes by that barakat of that, who's the imam of my life. And you realize I'm also not my own imam. I'm making it how my namaz, I can't do it first sit down and then make sajda and then make ruku. I have to do it how Allah. So my life must be according to Allah's commands. My wife must follow me according to Allah's commands. That is what my life has to be. So, and when a person does it all the wrong way, nobody in the world found chain and sukoon in this woman of the world. Jisne bhi dil diya inko bechain hai. Whoever has given his heart to this woman, he has lost his peace of mind. He's lost his everything. Nothing is left. Keep in mind the commands of Allah. And then this very wife of yours will become a great asset. You will respect and honor her. She will respect and honor you. Peace and happiness in your life. Your whole life's married life. You'll have just enjoyment all the time. So this is the direction that we have to go. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. That don't waste that. Our eyes are valuable. With the same eyes, you look at this woman, then lead will be poured into that eyes. Your eyes actually become weak looking at haram. And when you look at halal, your eyes become strong. If you look in the Quran and read, your eyes become strong. You look at, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that in Bangladesh, one alim asked Hazrat, that in the hadith it comes that if you look at your parents with love and respect, you get the sawab of Hajj, Maqbool Hajj. So if you look at your Shaykh, who is your spiritual father, what do you get? So Hazrat says, immediately Allah put the answer in my heart, that if you look at your parents, who were the cause of you coming in this world, and then you get the sawab of Hajj. And if you look at your spiritual father, who is the cause of giving you spiritual life, you get the rub of Kaaba. You'll get Allah Ta'ala. There you'll get Kaaba, Hajj. And here you'll get Rabbi Kaaba. You'll get Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to work in this direction. And if we find Allah, we have found everything. And if we haven't found Allah, we could leave empires behind us. We build our empires and build our mansions and everything. But we didn't find Allah, we found nothing. And if we couldn't see through woman, then only you can find Allah. An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. Our eyes are poisonous arrows of shaitan. Man taraka, a person who gives it up, makhafati, in the fear of Allah. Abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fil qalb. I change it, Allah says, that he didn't look. In return, I will give him that sweetness of iman, which he will find in his heart. Hazrat says, the file of yajidu, wajada yajidu is wajid. He will be wajid. He will taste, he will feel it. The sweetness of iman will come into his heart. His whole life will change. His looking of his eyes will change. The talking of his tongue will change. His friends will change. Now he'll find only happiness with Allah. The greatest companion will be Quran Sharif. The greatest enjoyment will be to read Durood Sharif. His whole life will change. He's not there to go. He'll try and avoid the airports. He'll try, where necessity, he'll first pull the shutters down of his heart. When he goes to such places, and he won't let the evil effects of these places come into his heart. And we just go openly. Our hearts are open, and all this effect falls. We come from there, and we hardly feel any dirt has come in the heart. Not even just astaghfirullah. Nothing. We are just happy, laughing, smiling. A person whose clothes and heart is gone black, more blackness comes, you don't find, you feel it. Our hearts have gone such a condition, hard, dirty, black, and all the gunas we see, talk about gunas, and we don't feel guilty about it at all. A person who has got iman, immediately will feel guilty. When an intruder comes in the house, who's this? Who are you? From where you came? What you want here? But we don't feel anything. All these things are entering our hearts, and we're still happy. I'm the best Muslim. And I got no problems in the qabr. I don't even have to think. I'm guaranteed my qabr life and my qiyamah day's life. I got no problem. Pul sirat means nothing to me. What is the condition of our iman? Allah guide us to righteousness.